This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
What can you and I do? Not just to have the best of days, but to have the best of sleeps and the best of nights. May Allah allow us to walk in His footsteps, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have seven for you, nice and sweet, inshallah. Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you that expert advice, which is avoid sleeping before Isha. Avoid napping after Maghrib. Like, he used to dislike that. No, not that it's haram. And yes, you may have days where you really need that sleep for whatever case you may have. But your default, I will do whatever I can that before Isha, I'm not napping. I'm not sleeping. For many reasons. Two of them is that if you were to sleep before Isha, and I'm sure many of you, if not all of you agree, it will mess up your sleep later on. You napped before Isha, you woke up at 11 p.m. and you're having a hard time sleeping till 3 in the morning because that 10 minutes that you took, or that 30 minutes, may Allah grant us wisdom and strength. And the other reason, how many times you and I, we napped, and that was not a nap. It was a nice deep sleep all the way till Fajr, and you missed Isha. Subhanallah, may Allah protect us. So here your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you, you're feeling exhausted, understandable. You're feeling very tired, you just want a little bit of a quick nap, hold tight there, Isha is almost there. Keep pushing, it will pay off. May Allah allow us to follow that sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now that's what he said before Isha. What about Isha, Ya Rasulullah? That's step number two. After Isha, he used to dislike having long conversations. You know these beautiful hangouts? Just this week, someone told me, let's hang out with so-and-so. Beautiful names. This brother and that brother. You want to join us? And Isha, as you can tell, 10:01 adhan. So by the time we finished Isha, it's about 10:20, Fajr 4:58. So if we hang out at 10:30 p.m. and you are very conservative, 30-minute hangout, you won't finish till 11. And by the time you exit that door, that's another 30 minutes. And you know how long that chat goes. And then what happens? You miss Fajr, or you wake up grumpy, or you're lazy and you just hate yourself for what hangout you just got included in. It's very tempting, but the cost is extremely expensive. So here, the Prophet is not telling you it's haram, don't hang out, don't chill. But think, is it really worth it? What's the value of that? What are you paying in return of this? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to avoid it. And yes, there are authentic ahadith, few in which he used to speak to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq after Isha. And these few ahadith shows you the ruling or show you the understanding. Bismillah, you aim. After Isha, you head to the bed. And if I would not emphasize this now, when will I emphasize it? Now that we're entering the summer. Between Isha and Fajr, such little hours, and your margin of error is very small compared to winter hours. So may Allah grant us the best, Ami Rabbil Alameen. So for the third one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to go into bed nice and clean, he makes wudu. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِذَا أَتَيْتَ مَضْجَعَكَ, as you approach your bed, right before you sleep, what should I do, Ya Rasulullah? فَتَوَضَّ وُضُوءَكَ لِلصَّلَاةِ. Make wudu as if you're going to pray. Now, what will some people say? Habibi, I wash my face and arms and I freshen up to wake up. You're telling me to put water on my face and arms, covering all the way to my elbows and perfecting my wudu, which we should, all of us, and wash my feet and sometimes a bit cold water. Then you tell me to go to sleep? La. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you this formula, believe it and trust in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And while I was preparing this, I said, you know what? Let me just search. Though I don't need to, and you do not need to, but let's search. What does science say? What do scientific research have shown? When you put water over your body and you freshen up before going to sleep, does it backfire or does it actually help you comfortable? It says that when you wash up, they don't say the word wudu, when you wash your face, when you wash your hands, it actually stabilizes the temperature of your body. Especially if you're coming to bed and you're all warmed up, you're like exhausted, moving things around, you need to have your body temperature relax before you go to bed. And the wudu helps with that. Subhanallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for teaching us the greatest bed routine that will ever be written till the day of judgment. And now you're on bed. And we all know the feeling during these late hours after Isha when you go to bed and you extend your legs and arms, and how do you feel? We all know it. Almost no exception, the young and the old. And you're like, man, what a day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling you now in this fourth step, your mindset when you go to sleep. What's your mindset? I need to be grateful. Ash-shukr. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to do the dua, which I'll share with you. Anas ibn Malik used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Anas ibn Malik, may Allah grant him Jannah, told us what the Prophet used to say when he's resting at bed, about to sleep. He says, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I saw the Prophet and I noticed the Prophet, كان إذا أوى إلى فراشه, when he heads to his bed, what does he say? He praises Allah for four things. And whatever I will say, I want you not to think of your lifestyle just yet. I want you to think of his lifestyle, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Lifestyle of someone who saw hardship more than all of us put together. The lifestyle of someone who had a month or two pass by without the oven being turned on because there's nothing to cook. So you see the sense of poverty to an extent, the sense of exhaustion, the sense of hardship. Now listen to what he will say. Then what about you and I? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to bed and he says, oh Allah, I thank you. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana. We thank Allah, the one who gave us food today. That's your mindset. Alhamdulillah, I have food today. Not going to bed angry why we have left over. Not going to bed, that's all what was left from our food today. I'm thankful, ya Allah, you gave me food today. So why, when you say that, what happens? You realize any good in your life with the 8 to 5 that you worked, or if you're your own boss, 6 to 6, the food on the table is not from you, it's from Allah. Reset the button. You got nothing to do with this because many people work as hard as you and you don't have food on the table. So alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana. And then you go to the next one. Wasaqana, and the one who gave us water. Allahumma lakal hamd for the water. And out of all times that we lived in, should we not say this from the bottom of our hearts? When we see our brothers in Gaza cannot sleep and cannot eat and cannot drink. Today as I'm speaking, 2 months, not a single truck passed by into Gaza for food or drink. For 2 months, let that ignite you to say alhamdulillah and shed tears that not once in your life you were scared, what will I and the kids eat tomorrow? May Allah not make you and I feel starvation. May Allah not make our lips get torn because we did not drink water for 2-3 days. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So say alhamdulillah bi at'amana wa saqana. And number 3 out of 4, وَكَفَانَا. And ya Allah, thank you for providing for us. Providing this house, providing my family, providing a Muslim community. Don't take this for granted. Providing for us that tomorrow I have a job. I know, inshallah, I'm getting a paycheck. وَكَفَانَا. And the last one, وَآوَانَا. And the one, Allah, that gave us shelter. You're sleeping. How many times you and I, we woke up and you forgot the door to your house unlocked. How many times you woke up from your sleep and you found your door unlocked? You're like, what are you referring to? The level of safety we generally live in, alhamdulillah. Look how others putting in Gaza, may Allah grant them Jannah and patience and rahmah. where they write on the legs and the arms of their children. What do they write? The names. Why would they do that? Because it is a very high chance that house will be bombed and they will all die. So what's the point of the name? Just for identification purposes. That's it. We're to bury them as a family. Wa'awana, feel the blessing that you have. Feel that you have this mattress. Some of you have the remote control. Some of you have the water. Some of you have the spring. And you go and you search, what's the best one? We're so blessed. May Allah forgive us for not thanking Him enough. May Allah forgive us for using His blessings against Him. May Allah forgive us when we set up that beautiful pillow. So
this episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
We can stand up straight or sit straight to go on the phone and watch things that makes him angry. May Allah forgive us. And we thank Allah that He does not paralyze our hands. And we thank Allah for not blinding our eyes as how we are using His blessings against Him. May Allah protect us. So when you say this, you will very likely, inshallah, not go and do that which is wrong. And now that you said Alhamdulillah, now that you're all grateful, you want more. You want the best night of protection, because you're going to close your eyes. You may be a heavy sleeper. You won't know who's walking outside. You may not hear someone who's crying. You want Allah's protection from insects, from devils at night. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to do the following. وَكُلَّ لَيْلَ Aisha says, radiallahu anha, every night he does that one, which is the fifth step, which is, and please pay close attention, O you who struggles with sleeping, O you who has frequent nightmares, O you who tossed right and left and you struggle so much and you have all this anxiety and so on and so forth, this may be a solution to many who tried it and they were blessed with it. May Allah grant us the best. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان يجمع كفيه. He used to bring his hands like this. And he does a slightly wet blow. Three times. Then he reads the three protection surahs. قل هو الله أحد قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس. All three back to back to back. Then he wipes his head first. رأسه. Then وجهه, face. Then the front of his body. As much as you can cover, cover. يفعل ذلك ثلاثة. He does that three times. Once he's done, goes back again. Hands together. Slightly wet blow. Three times. Then قل هو الله أحد قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس. Wipe the head, face, front of the body, then does it one last time. You are protected all night long as he promised sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless our children. You have a child that is struggling. Spouse, relative, family, parent, whatever the case is. This is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that you protected yourself at night, what if I live till tomorrow? I want help tomorrow morning. I want energy tomorrow morning. So then you have the other hand of the dua that protects you when you're sleeping. Then he moves to the dua that helps you in the next morning. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam shares this hadith. He says this hadith or this action is so easy. Yaseer. It's so easy. But only if you do it. وَلَا يَفْعَلْهُ إِلَّا الْقَلِيلِ. The sahaba are hearing this. What is something that is easy, very fruitful, but very few do? It's a dua if you do. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah will grant you a helping hand in your day. It's as if you have an assistant. It's as if you have more energy. You usually charge to 100%. It's like 140%. You got two charges on your phone. You know how you do that sometimes, two charges? That dua is like an additional charger. What is that dua, Ya Rasulullah? It's saying Allahu Akbar 34 times. 34 times. Subhanallah 33 times. Alhamdulillah 33 times. Allahu Akbar 34. Subhanallah 33. Alhamdulillah 33. This will give you so much energy the next day. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we have a question. Something as easy as that, why do very few people do it, though they know? He says, because when the insan heads to bed, who follows him? Shaytan. And when shaytan comes, especially when you start doing this, the 34, he knows the energy that you will get the next day. He knows the impact that you may have. So, يَأْتِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَيُنَوِّمَهُ. Shaytan start to make you tired, start to make you lazy. Just do not finish these 100, because if you add them together, it's 100. Whatever it takes. So, oh, you who does the dhikr, and you're seeing yourself falling asleep, remember what your Prophet said, is shaytan trying you to fall asleep. So fight that devil, and push hard, and finish the 100. It's yaseer, easy, and only few do it. May Allah make us among the few, Amir Rabbil Alameen. Before we head to the last and final step, the first one, avoid napping and sleeping before Isha. Second one, avoid long conversations and hangouts after Isha. Number three, before you head to bed, believe in your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and make wudu and freshen up your body for a nice good sleep. And number four, sleep with a mindset of thank you, Ya Allah, that was a good day. Alhamdulillah. I'm blessed to have food, water, and shelter. Thank you. Number five, you have the protection of the night by doing Quran and wiping your hand and face and body. Protects you all night. Then number six, you say the dua to help you the next day. So you want the full 24 hours covered in that sleep. Then you go to the seventh and the last one. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says an authentic narration is that when a person goes to sleep and he puts his right hand on his face in one narration, and in another narration, على شقه الأيمن. So if you want to add this step, add it. Sleep on your right side. Like, oh, I'm not comfortable. يا أخي, practice. Try once, twice. If you have a medical condition, that's a different story. But if you're not used to it, get used to it. Adjust your sleep. Wallahi, you will not just sleep better. You will be rewarded for that flip. You'll be rewarded for that shift. May Allah allow us to walk on His footsteps, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says, when you go and you sleep on your right, now you can tell it's khalas, the end. This is the end. You're about to shut down. You've done the dhikr. You've done the wiping. Alhamdulillah, all that done. Then He says, say the following. Allahumma aslamtu wajhi ilayk. Ya Allah, I have surrendered my face, my body, my life to you. Khalas, I'm surrendering. I don't know what's going to happen when I'm sleeping. I don't know what's tomorrow like. I may not even wake up tomorrow. I surrender, Ya Allah. وَفَوَّطُ أَمْرِي إِلَيْكَ. And Ya Allah, I entrust you with everything. If I die, I have 4 children, 5 children, my spouse, my work, my all that. I trust you. You are going to fulfill my will. When I was asked to write a will, they tell me, who do you want to take care of your children? And there were 2 lines. So I put someone's name who's here with us. Then the second line, I put someone else's name. So I asked myself, why 2 lines? What, when the 2 pass away, who's the 3rd line? Who will take care of my children? Who's the 4th line? You go in bed and say, فَوَطُّ أَمْرِ إِلَيْكَ. Allah will be there for you. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Trust the one that will never die, that you can trust fully. Number 3, وَأَلْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِ إِلَيْكَ. Ya Allah, I surrender my affairs to you, and Ya Allah, take care of my back. وَأَلْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِ إِلَيْكَ. Ya Allah, protect me from behind. There are people that might be awake plotting against me. There are people that may say things about me. Ya Allah, preserve me and protect me. Why are you asking Allah these 3? رَغْبَةً وَرَهْبَةً إِلَيْكَ. Out of hope and fear from you. I hope in your Jannah, and I fear your Jahannam and hellfire. Then he explains, Why? لا ملجأ ولا منجا منك إلا إليه. Because ya Allah, there's nowhere to run away from you except towards you. I cannot seek to get bailed from anyone in the community from Allah's punishment. لا ملجأ ولا منجا منك إلا إليك. Then the ending, آمنت. And I believe two things. بكتابك الذي أنزلت. I believe full-heartedly with the book that you revealed and in the prophet that you have sent. He صلى الله عليه وسلم says, فاجعلهن آخر ما تقول. Let this be the last words that you say. And if you happen to die, if this was your last night, مت على الفطرة, then you died upon absolute purity. All pure. Allahu Akbar. Your wudu purified you externally. This dua purified you internally. If this was your last night, then you're ready, inshallah. And if it wasn't, then tomorrow you'll be ready to fight for the sake of Allah once again. And remember, to have a really good day, you have to have a really good night.